Welcome to HBO Lax. This is Lizzie Pace.
This is Catherine Dudas. I took a bite. Hold on. I timed my bite wrong. Hold
on. Choked on the first line of the podcast. Wow. Let's go.
That hasn't happened before. And this is certainly Catherine Dudas.
We're the two foremost TV, film, pop culture experts in the world. And today we are bringing you Shogun. Episode 7. What was this one called?
A Stick of Time.
Yes. There's so many metaphors.
Guess what, guys? I feel really proud of myself because the first time that she said Stick of Time, I knew exactly what it meant. I knew it was incense.
I didn't know it until the end. I felt like a genius.
Thank you so much. Genius.
See, that's the thing. Intelligence can be in different things.
In different like things. That, a fish knowing what's which can't ride a bicycle. Yes.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Before we get into that, we have two things. One, we decided on our next HBO Lax Mac show. It is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I'm so excited.
It's on Hulu. Right?
Prime? You guys, you just Google it.
Great start. Look, it's on Prime. I think you're right.
I think it's on Prime.
We have to talk about the best television. We're jumping around. Sometimes it's an HBO show. Sometimes they're making The Regime.
Sometimes they're making the worst pilot Lizzie's ever seen.
I know, pilots are hard.
No, that's no excuse. Don't, they should have done better.
Thank you. I'm such a people pleaser. Anyway, that is our big announcement. Those episodes are going to come out. The first one will come out this Friday. We have one other major announcement. This just in, I read this on Deadline, the headline. Theater is dead. Decker Sadowski and Shane West top line Catherine Dudas's campy horror comedy by Valerie Complex. Deadline.com.
Deadline.com. Heard of it? The trades? Some might say. Oh my gosh, that was so sweet. Yes, my film, it's officially announced. My film is called Theater is Dead, and it is all those things. It has the lovely Shane West from A Walk to Remember fame, many other ER, The Dirty South, many other wonderful things since then as well. And he is so lovely and talented, and we were so lucky we got to work with him. And he absolutely crushed it in this role. So hopefully we are in post-production. So hopefully this will be in a festival next year and on your TV screens or in the theaters.
Let's go,
and after that, probably around
besties
Halloween.
Besties with my besties. Well, last film went to the Santa Barbara Film Festival.
It did.
So I think we're looking pretty good.
I think Sundance is next.
I think Sundance is the one for this time.
Mm-hmm. Is the one. But no, I mean, it was a wonderful experience. And yeah, the Deadline article was really exciting because, I mean, it's just surreal to see. It was really surreal to see that. It was really fucking. I didn't expect that my picture and name would be there in the title.
I'm going to post a screenshot of this because your picture is so sultry.
I got lucky because I did not pick the picture. I did not
cast.
Know.
Oh, wait. Director behind the camera? Are you kidding? Okay.
That's very nice. No,
way,
I was
you
grateful.
Kept those secrets so well. I got to
say. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm pretty good at keeping secrets. Seems like. It's nice because Deadline is a thing that like my parents' friends can understand, you know? So they're like, cool. Catherine's doing something. She's not just making her Instagram videos. Which
yes, and
I love. Yes, and but yeah,
she's making
so exciting.
All kinds of art all over the place.
All over the place. I think you guys will like it. I feel like
we're not here to talk about Catherine's blossoming film career. No, sir. We're here to talk about Shogun episode 7.
Ooh.
Oh my God, this episode. I couldn't wait to talk to you about it.
This was a great episode. I really enjoyed this episode.
It was one of the best. We open start on these dead bodies. They got all these arrows in them. There's flames. And this guy beheads someone. And everyone is like, oh my Lord, the war is over. Tornaga won. Huh? Is this a dream sequence?
My first, do you know what I wrote down? I literally said, they really just skipped over all of that dramatic suspense. And then it had the Chiron that was like, Tornaga, first battle 46 years ago. I was like, wow, what a choice.
It would have been pretty funny.
I was like, that's a choice. I was like, we just skipped it. I was like, and they won.
We didn't like that chapter.
Yeah, exactly. But no, this was 46 years ago. Ooh, and there's cool armor. And
he's a little kid.
He's a little kid. And the opposing guy, the guy, the enemy guy, he says, my compliments. Not many virgins win battles. And he's like, but I formally surrender. Tell your scribe that I fought with honor. Fate made me declare an unwinnable war. And he begins to commit seppuku. And and then we learn this new term, seconded. Oh.
Also, he says, maybe we'll meet in the afterlife and I'll have the sword and kill you. And this was my most Catherine moment of the week.
I was like, you probably will meet each other a million more times.
They probably kill each other every other time.
They probably do. They switch off. That's so funny.
But these guts were my glorious moment of the week. Yeah, did not like that. Don't want to see that. I mean, that's not in me, just to be clear.
Guts?
Well, I don't have them. That's not what's going on.
No, you are just full of stickers and glitter and sunshine and rainbows. Mm-hmm. That's your innards.
And my 8-pack.
And the 8-pack.
On top of those.
And a lot of sparkling water. And so we learn what seconded means. Seconded means that it's the person that after they commit suicide, then they chop off their head, which is kind of nice. So then they can like just have like a quicker death, which I think is pretty humane.
Yeah. Yeah. That I guess makes more sense that you're
on. And then we see him kill himself and it was crazy.
Episode titles, A Stick of Time. Oh. We cut to Tornaga today with his army in the woods, and they're awaiting his brother. And Yabushige is like, how long since you talked? And they're like, make sure John is quiet. And the brother's army approaches. Mm. And Tornaga brings up the earthquake and his decimated army. His brother has this like triangle hat on. And he acts so scary, but then he's like, you piss drinking bastard, where's my welcome consort or whatever? That's the
perfect impression, Lizzie. I don't know how you do it. Every time you nail it.
You gotta just like disconnect your brain from your vocal cords. That's all you have to do.
And just go. Wow, tips from a professional. Oh, see, that is good advice, honestly. God. Go with God. That's my tips. Accent tips. Go with God.
Every time I do my accent work, I go with God. We see. Oh, things seem like they're okay with the brothers, and he's like, "Wow, you really did tame the barbarian." We see. Tornaga's like, no, he's my Hatamoto. He's got me good cannon tactics. And the brother's like, okay, what's the proposal? And he says, let's talk tomorrow. I want to get good and drunk.
Yes, this was fun. My
most relatable moment of the week.
Yes, that is such a good relatable moment.
Wait, my responsibilities? That's for tomorrow, Liz.
Tomorrow. Let's just like hang tonight. Also, him being like, where's the hot springs? He's like, hot springs in this area? Like, so relatable.
I need to be naked
in hot water. This man has a cancer moon if I've ever seen one. Toranagu is, talking with Mariko and he's annoyed that Kiku is so expensive. And she's like, well, Jin began at a higher fee. Yeah, if you agreed to a private meeting for one stick of time, and then I wrote, incense is the stick. And then Tornaga, I'm a genius. Tornaga is like, behave. Oh, he was talking to, then John comes in. So basically we find out that the madam of the brothel wants to meet with Torinaga. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Torinaga says to John, behave, carry swords, not pistols. And John is like, look, I've asked before, but what's going on? Do I have maritime command?
Can I attack the city from the water? And
Torinaga,
IDK.
He's like, I have not IDK, LOL. Torinaga is like, I have not thought about it, chill. And I wrote, Torinaga is not being a good boyfriend at all, I will say. He's being a really bad boyfriend.
I just give you all these gifts. Now just shut up.
This is an abusive boyfriend. This is so classic. He's just like, he's like, what? He's like, I didn't think, I didn't have time to think about it. I'm like, why are you pressuring me? He says to John.
Why are you pressuring me? John, are these gifts meaningless? Throws the purse at him.
Oh, see, good job, John. That's what I would do too. I'd be like, fuck you. I'd be like, we're breaking up. Mm. And no, that's not true. I would say, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Marco's LOL. I was like, please let this go. And then we see
a shot of this beautiful woods. Oh my God. So many beautiful outdoor shots in this episode. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous scenery. Oh, I just want to go there.
See Omi approach the madam looking for Kiku, and she's like, sorry, she is my best sex worker. Not a veil. The brother in town, Seiki, has booked her for a week. Maybe we find a more suitable courtesan for you. He's like, ever since John came here, this place sucks and he banged my girlfriend.
Again, a spot on. So he also, I wrote Omni saying, I wrote that he's salty, he's not a cuck. So Omni is the opposite of Nathan Fielder in The Curse, because he's not a cuck. Mm-hmm. He does not want another guy having sex with his favorite sex worker. And then, oh my God, messy bitch Madam Jin is like, I don't know. We heard someone else was on John's mind. She is spilling tea and
I wrote getting here, messy, most relatable. She can't help but get messy.
Oh it's my God. So it's so relatable. She's just like, by the way, it's so true. It's so real. We have this scene with Fuji and her grandfather, and her grandfather comes as a surprise, and he's like, you keep such a clean house. And then he brings her the ashes of her baby.
Oh God.
And it was so sad. And she says, when my service
it's
is complete,
so long
I
for
will
us,
become.
But really not long for her.
You know what? That's a really good way to put it. That is extremely true. Oh, that's sad. She's still grieving so much. And she still wants to commit suicide. She says, my service is complete, I will become ashes too. And he's like, live and bask in the victory that they wanted. And she says, will there be victory? But then she backtracks because she's like, wait, I'm a woman and we're not supposed to say smart things like that.
Yeah, JK, of course we're going to win.
Oh my God, you guys are so strong. We're going to win.
You have Bentaro, your son who's a dick.
Oh my
God. Then we see Yabushige in the hot springs, and we see the Nepo baby say, I heard your first kill is better than your first woman. And Yabushige says, depends on the woman. LOLOL.
LOL. Love that. Another banger one-liner from Yabushige. Drop. The men are hanging out, and there's a shot of lobster being prepared on this plate in my most the bear moment of the episode.
Ooh,
it was very,
very
bare. It was like all of a sudden they were in like this gourmet Michelin star. Yeah, that is legit prep. Something they would make in the Michelin star restaurant. The laughing. So then we cut to all the guys laughing and I was like, LOL, because I just know how that went was the director was like, okay, start laughing, laugh, and action. It's just like people having to just start, like just like so felt like they just all just, you know, there was nothing before them that they're laughing at. I don't know. Exactly. You got to, that's, I think I agree. I'm like, it made me be like, oh, I have to do that. Okay. Your boy is
fine. This was the misogyny dinner.
Oh, this was annoying. This was weird.
The brother calls out the son. He's like, oh, you're a man now. Last time I saw you, no chin hair. I bet you bang a lot, just like your dad.
Weird.
Oh my gosh. Weird. And
Toranaga says this next line's so weird. He says, your uncle is far more gifted with women. Weird. I don't know why this is weird to me.
He's the one who's banging.
Yeah. I'm like,
and
okay.
And Mariko is telling John what's going on. And we see Taro is there.
Ami is stirring shit. He says, he's like, must be cool. He says to Bontaro, must be cool to see your wife serving John so well.
Oh.
And Bontaro is like, you mean her duty to her lord? So Ami is trying to play some games. Okay, so we get into his trauma. Okay, we get into Torunaga's trauma because Uncle is like, well, when he was a boy, he won his first battle. And we keep cutting back to Torunaga's face, and you can tell he's like so traumatized by that moment in his life. He basically tells him about the first scene that we watched, and he was 12 years old. We find out that that was his age, and he beheaded someone at 12, and that explains it. And they're like, that's so cool. And he's like, I'm traumatized.
This is historically real, like, kind of stuff.
No child labor laws in before 1900s. There were no child labor laws, you know?
Marry people. And
14-year-old girls had to marry old guys for so many centuries, and they still do.
That doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, but it happens, I guess.
Way too much.
It happens way too much. So, Lord Seiki, did you get the gift? Oh, yeah, they're talking about he's enjoying something about beauty is a fading pleasure, whatever.
We see. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Thanks for the hot lady, but her hotness is like trying to bang a sunset. Her beauty's ephemeral. And Toranaga goes, tomorrow we'll talk shop. And the brother's like, tonight. It was all going too well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the brother's like, huh, maybe you could give me Izu for my army. And I have another story when my brother was sent as a hostage for an alliance with a clan our mom said to be brave, the Minowara don't have fear, but after he left her arms, he shit his pants. Respectfully, of course.
Wow. This was made me so sad because I'm like, of course he shot his pants. He's like going away to be a hostage from his mom. Like this was my most toxic masculinity moment. I don't know. There were a lot, but I'm like, it made me so sad. The story. I'm like, poor little Toranaga. Like, oh, it's devastating.
No, it's horrible. And like, now that we know what this scene really was, that he's just like toying with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's even sadder.
It's like even sadder. And then we find out though, he asked the nephew, blah, blah, blah.
Is he going to kill his brother?
Oh, he is. Do you want stories or legends or the truth? Unfortunately, I already received another offer. Oh my God, he's a Trojan horse. They're surrounded. His army blocked every checkpoint. Oh, he is actually the fifth member of the council. They figured it out. The boys did it. And they figured out how to get a fifth person on the council.
Oh no, now they can vote.
Now they can vote. It took them 5 episodes to figure out, but they did it.
I love this twist though.
Great twist though. Okay, so Game of Thrones.
He's going to have to go against his own brother.
Love this. We love when a villain is like being like nice and then they're like, just kidding, I'm not nice. So it always works.
They get this letter. The regents are asking Toranaga to submit an answer for treachery. The brother is like, and also your kid has to come for killing Jozen and probably do seppuku. And Toranaga's like, the kid is gonna accept. And Toranaga's like, don't come on.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
He's like, don't.
How is my son so stupid?
Oh, God. It gets even worse.
He's so dumb.
Oh, it's God. So and it, oh, oh, but then it's sad at
I
the
thought
end.
You were going to laugh so hard at the end.
I mean, it was crazy.
Sorry.
We find out that John asked Mariko what happens if he surrenders, and we find out they'll have to grovel. Half the men, his men will have to commit seppuku. And so, yeah, those are the stakes. And then he, and then John does this thing where he goes, he starts to have a plan. He's like going around. He's like, okay, we'll do this. We'll do this. And Mariko's looking at him like, dude, like, you know, I'm not going to fucking abandon my duty and honor. Like, why are you like that? Yeah, she kind of, that was basically.
I've just been waiting for all of us to mass suicide this whole
time. Yeah, she's like, this is what I want.
Are you not hearing my poems I tell you every day?
And it's so sad, but it's like, it's, yeah, it's like, and it's so interesting. Their dynamic is so interesting to me because it's like, again, it's these opposing ideas of like, he's like, we have to live mm-hmm. no matter what, we have to live at any cost. And she has like this idea of like, values. No, living is not worth it for like, but like, I don't know, these, it's so interesting. The priorities that, I mean, we've talked about this, but the different priorities of the Eastern and Western, you yeah. know, that's like what this show is.
The Neffo baby is like, hey, are we gonna
sorry. Torinaga going on a little mental health walk in the forest was my most relatable moment of the week. So
love
cute.
That.
Love okay, a little mental health walk.
For a moment, actually.
I was like, that looks like a great walk. I was like, I wish I was doing that walk. And his brother gives him a beheaded head. Horse bathing. Ishido's ship is there and Torinaga is contemplating like the Bachelor I wrote. And the boys are watching him. The ponder shot. I couldn't remember what it was. And the boys are like, okay, he needs to have a plan soon. Does he have a plan? We're waiting for a plan. What's the plan, man? And then Nepo Baby is like, what we got? We should fight. And when are we going to get our swords wet? And Torinaga says, why is it always those who... That's so cringe. Why is it always those who have never been in battle always want to be in one? Says, and he's like, shaking my damn head at my son who is just wants to kill people. My son is dumb.
We see Torinaga and the madam and... Mm. He's like, who can say how many sticks of time we have left? And she's like, I have a pitch. You know how we really put our heart into our sex worker business, the Willow ladies, you know, pour our life in it, our youth, energy, etc. Oh, God. And then like a flower will and you're discarded. And Torinaga's like, I don't give a fuck. She goes, how about... We make this new tiny city in Edo with new standards, protect Willow World, and just have a district.
And have a union.
It's tea houses. Yes. And a guild for the courtesans.
A union for hookers. We love this in 2024 and in 14s or the 1600s. Love this. Wow. Look at this. Imagine a better world.
You know he's going to do it. He is a feminist king.
We know through it all, Torinaga is a feminist gang. I mean, I don't know what evidence we've seen, but he just feels like it. No evidence really, but you know what? He respects Mariko, I think.
He seems to be on the good side.
He thinks that she's smart, I think. He's just a little like trapped in his own trauma, you know? And then
really
she said,
dig into that this episode.
Oh yeah, we do. They really tell us. And she says, let us age with grace. And he's like, I don't get it. Torinaga's like, well, I'm dying soon. And then the madam is like, I don't know, man. I feel like you might win. Fate is like a sword, useful only to those who can wield it. I was born in a gutter. Hardships taught me ambition. Your trauma makes you who you are. And then I actually don't know if I understood this part. She said, why leave your weakened garrison so, I should have looked this up, so exposed? Why did he make a careless mistake? And he's like, what do you mean? Do you think I caused the earthquake? He's like, that wasn't, like, I didn't do that. And then she's like, huh, I don't know. I mean, well, I'm just an old whore. I don't know what I'm talking about. So is she implying that what is she implying?
Are you serious?
What?
Like he has an army outside of this army?
That's the thing. I don't know. She's saying something that she knows something that she doesn't, right. that he knows or doesn't know.
I thought it was something somewhat related to how they're able to attack the brother in the tea house later.
Yeah. Wait, I want to look it up.
I like how so many scenes have someone like trying to talk out their thing with Toranaga, and he's just like, why are you talking to me?
I know guys like that.
This could have been an email this whole time.
Such this could have been an email energy.
What, the gardener? I mean, this is... Don't he's I like, have, what? Like, people right below me who could handle this stuff? Why am I...
Don't, like... Oh, my God. That's so funny. Okay, so... Okay, so Jin asks him to help her realize a vision of a number of high-end brothels with the guild. He says he won't be in a position to help her, but she still has faith in him. She does wonder why he left his town so vulnerable to attack. What do I know? I'm just an old whore. Okay, so that's basically what we said. Okay, there's no... So maybe... So she's mm-hmm. basically being like, you left this place weak. Why? Did you do it on purpose? Is she saying that I know you have a different plan or something? I don't know.
Or is she saying the brother? Or saying you suck. Weak.
Right. Maybe.
Like, maybe we'll get more clarity. Brother is leaving his garrison exposed.
Can you ask the book consultant later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we see Yabushige in the hot springs. And he undresses and walks into it in front of everyone. And this was almost my horniest moment.
This, I will say, was my horniest moment of the episode.
Yes. Let's go. Okay, I changed my mind. This is also mine.
This was also very relatable. Him going into the hot springs and putting it and going up to his neck. That was pretty relatable. And then he starts mm-hmm. laughing. That was like me and you when we went on that, when we went to La Quinta in April 2021. So that was like us. We were like in the, we're like, ah. In the.
And we were like taunting all these people that were going to kill us too.
Exactly. That is what we did. And
we see
power
all
play.
The idiot gang, Nepo Baby and Mao talking about whether Toranaga has a plan in a jacuzzi. I just have... Mao, I wish we could go back to before John landed. Idiot. We see the brother come out. He has been a peeping Tom on Nepo Baby, our idiot gang, and Mao. Oh, you're going to like sabotage me? Well, here I am. You're a virgin.
You're a virgin. So much virgin calling. And it's just this, I didn't understand this whole thing. He was talking about legacy.
They talk about their
important.
Legacy. That was my pee moment.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so, okay.
And the Nepo does say it when he's like, do you want to be just slaughtered like chickens? And the Nepo's like, if it is fate. And the brother is like, no. Death isn't pretty. It's a lonely path in the woods. We then see John and Yabushige. Yabushige's like, I keep escaping death, and then I'm in the line of fire again. Like, why does this keep happening? And he's like, why am I talking to you? It's like pissing in the wind.
And then he teaches him how, he's like, you don't know how to, I love watching John and some like Yabushige interact because they don't understand each other. I love this whole thing of like,
yes,
I don't know when he's
so
like
good.
Pick up the sword, he's like, I don't know what you're saying, just like fucking keep going. And so he's like teaching him, and then he's like, I don't understand what you're saying, and Yabushige starts beating him. And then Buntaro
jumps in and puts his sword on John's neck,
and John is like, go and for it, in my most unrelatable moment of the episode. He's like, I just go for it.
John goes some really good last words. Go on then, might as well be now.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, man, you're really, you're depressed. He went through this breakup. He's sad.
Everyone is so depressed.
He's stuck and he doesn't have his crew and he doesn't have his hot
and
girlfriend.
Mariko, like, isn't coming back to him. So sad. See Buntaro walk away, and Yabushige's like, I just saved you. Then we see Fuji training and fighting. Whoa. And
like a badass. Oh, and then okay, so Nepo Baby comes up and he's like, Well, honor your late husband. And he's like, it should have been me. I should have been sticking up for my father. It shouldn't, like, your son. It was kind of sweet. He was like, your son should would have been here if I just, like, stood up for my father instead.
Really? I thought this was, like, overstepping.
Oh, like, I no, I think I agree it was overstepping, but I was like, oh, this is, I didn't expect him to, like,
have empathy.
Have empathy. Exactly. I was like, oh, I thought for a second, I was like, are they going to get together? But no.
I did too.
And she says, we do what we can when we can. That's a pretty good line.
That's a good, like, that's kind of like the P90X guy who says, do your best, forget the rest.
Cute.
I think about it whenever I'm working out.
I love that.
We see Toranaga writing his will. So there's so much will humor.
He loves writing his will.
Season.
He loves it. And he gives Jin land to use. Cute. He's like, that was so cute. He's like, okay, like, give her this land, 2 acres or whatever. And then Buntaro comes up to him and he's like, Lord, with due respect, I've talked to you. And then I ask, Mariuko goes to leave and he's like, nope, my wife has to remain. Before we die, I ask to take the barbarian's head. Toranaga's like, why do you want to kill my boyfriend? And he's like, well, he only aligned with you out of his own interests. And I don't like the way he looks at my wife. Buntaro knows.
Ooh.
And then Toranaga's like, so you're accusing John of effing your wife? And is Mariko also doing it? And Buntaro, though, doesn't want to say – he doesn't want to kill Mariko. So he has to say that, no, she isn't. He's not accusing her. He goes, well, if you're not accusing her, you're not accusing him. And, you know
– and he's like, fine.
Fine.
And then he's like, oh. Oh, and Mariko says, yeah, my life is for my husband to take. This was my most misogynist moment of the episode.
This was so sad. And then Toranaga and Mariko have Buntaro, this crazy scene.
Buntaro, by the way, apologizes here. My words were petty, forgive me. And I'm like, everyone in the show instantly apologizes for being rude when they're like barely being rude.
Take note. I love this whole immediately apologizing thing.
Oh.
It's so emotionally, even though they're horrible and they are abusive, and Buntaro is abusive. It's nice to see a man apologize. I gotta say.
Even if it's them asking to kill someone, if they're gonna own up to something.
Come on.
He leaves. Oh, yeah. We have the scene with Toranaga and Mariko.
He's like, are you with me? Are you with the barbarian? Choose. And she says, Lord, I've served you loyally and utterly, but I beg you you're so right. Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah, Toranaga's definitely jealous. I forgot that
that's what we're meant to think, but
I think he's kind of jealous.
That might just be
HBO Lax
classes.
He says, I beg you, every hour I wait for death is like drowning in a river of anguish. Tonight, let it end. Free me of this cursed life. This is so sad. And then Toranaga gets pissed. He makes it about him. And he's like, he goes outside. He's like, I'm angry that you want to kill yourself. And it's raining.
And he slaps her dagger.
Oh, yeah. He slaps the dagger.
We then get this cool drone shot. And Toranaga flashes back to his childhood and the guy he killed. And then he asks that grandfather guy, you know, when my brother was telling that toxic story, why didn't you say anything? And he's like, oh, shoot, sorry. And he's like, no, I mean about the beheading. It wasn't a single stroke. And he reveals, yeah, it was 9 times.
This was a cool reveal.
A mess.
I thought this was really interesting. So trauma. And this was like well done.
There's so many like lies that get passed down through generations.
Yes.
Like the swords of Fuji's
and then the director lies to us, or like this the show lies to us and like makes us believe it was it's so interesting.
And Toranaga has so much trauma, and he's like, why would you pick a child to be your second in the army? At least he like is able to recognize that.
Or like to choose the So the whole crew sits and waits in cool clothes, and a huge army approaches, and it's the brother and Torinaga. And when I say the whole crew, I mean Mariko and John and all, our whole people. Torinaga is like, okay, I'll go and I'll do all the things that I'll go. And Mariko says to John, he surrendered. And he says, even when there's evil in this land, no one has the right to tear the realm apart. Crimson Sky was a mistake. And so we find out Torinaga has no plan. No. He's just going along with it. We're like, no. And John is like, fuck you or does he? And that's John says, you guys are ridiculous, and behold the great warlord. And John is mad and he says, you're all dead. And Crimson is fucking horseshit. And the sun sets
back down, doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And his brother tells him he has nothing left to be. Ouch.
Rough.
We then cut to his brother and Kiku banging. And he's like, I'm going to get you so many gifts. I'm going to build you a palace. You're going to be number 7 on my roster.
Whoa.
And then they, oh yeah, them banging was my horniest moment of the week.
You know what? This was going to be my horniest moment, but she didn't seem like she was too into it. So I was like,
she didn't. But it was pretty horny. I felt like she was scheming.
You're right, which is inherently horny, scheming.
And we see him like chug something right after. I thought that was an interesting choice.
That was interesting. Ooh, but then she asks if he would allow her to elevate their play. We have tools to enhance her pleasure.
Toys.
And he's like, scare me. I mean, show scare me. Scare. I wrote scary scare and show me. Show me. Scary. And then the Nepo baby kill someone with a sword, and he's there, and there's this cool camera move with the fight, and he attacks him, and they're fighting, and all these people are resisting, and his men are fighting his men, and Nepo, and then he falls on the ground, the uncle falls on the ground, and Nepo baby slips. Nepo baby slips and accidentally kills Sabuka's himself with the sword landing in his stomach.
Bro falls in water. Nepo slips and kills self on rock. LOLOLOLOLOL.
Sorry, Nepo baby. We
it was so funny. I'm sorry. Like,
thank you for your service, Nepo baby.
But to be fair, he said, when it's my time, it's my time.
That's true. That was fate.
Mindful till the end.
You know what?
And the brother is like, ugh, where's the beauty in this? While he just watches the nephew die. And it makes this crimson river.
Oh, good call, Lizzie. Look at that. Good job.
Well, that's not the real title. It was Crimson Sky or whatever, but
still, crimson.
I wrote, wow, Catherine's going to be so happy. What an idiot. End on just the water sound.
It's a brutal end that I wouldn't wish upon anyone, but it is, you know, thank you, Nepo baby, for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service, Mr. Nepo. And
yeah, I feel like this is going to take Torinaga to another level. Things are escalating.
Very fun episode. I'm going to go look up some things about the episode now to make sure. I want to see I want to see theories and stuff. I want to go read some recaps.
I'm nervous to see a spoiler.
That's true. I actually don't.
I'm very curious. Okay, here's my guess right now. He has secretly teamed up with John. He's going with the brother to like take the army that way. John is going to go with the other people, sneak in via the boat, and do John's crazy plan where they shoot at the castle with the cannons from the boats.
Wow. That's a good guess. I think that's it.
John already has his plan to fix the boat and stuff. He's been trying to do that the whole time.
You're right. Okay. That's
right.
We
want to see him in his element. Oh, I don't know.
Lizzie, good job.
Yeah. We'll see.
I love that.
You think I solved it?
I think you did. I had a thing I want to say. Oh, this is what I think we should say at the end. We do what we can when we can.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. We do what we can when we can.
I love that one.
I love that one. I love you.
Love you. Bye. Bye.